This is a consumability podcast. We recently had a chance to sit down with Chris Witcher and Bjorn Madsen. Chris is the Vice President of Mid-Market Solutions for IBM Software. He's responsible for the software strategy and development of IBM's Express product line. With him is Bjorn Madsen. Bjorn is the Chief Technology Officer for FMT, an IBM business partner in the mid-market. FMT has created revolutionary software that protects the online channel. We were able to catch up with him at the Software Group Technical Interlock in Atlanta, Georgia. We asked him a few questions about mid-market, consumability, IBM's role, and what we can do to improve our competitive edge in that space. Our first question was for Chris.
Your team started focusing on the needs of the mid-market over 4 years ago. Can you give us an overview of your work and what you've learned?
Mid-market, by definition, are companies that have between 100 and 1,000 employees. This is a subset of SMB, and it's extremely important that what we've learned over time is that these companies that have between 100 and 1,000 employees are significantly different than enterprise customers. By that I mean these companies have very small IT staffs, on average between 5 and 24 people on their staffs in their companies, their IT professionals. They tend to have employees, IT professionals are jack of all trades, but not deep dive specialists in particular technology. They tend to buy specifically IT technology from solution providers, regional system integrators, ISVs, specialized local solution providers. These customers, therefore, do not typically do architectural deep dives, the type of relationship that IBM is used to in the enterprise. As a result, our focus has been 100% working with business partners as well as the end customers to understand the business partners, their needs, and what they need to have us provide the partners such that the partners can build effective solutions and deploy those easily to these mid-market customers. This is a different, totally different model than what we see in the enterprise space.
Okay. Bjorn, this question's for you. Huh? Can you tell us a little bit about your company's business model and where you fit into the overall partner ecosystem and channels?
Sure, okay. FMT as a company was basically founded to assist online providers such as banks and, you know, online commerce sites prevent fraud in their channel, in their online channel. So what we do is we provide a pre-processing filter which basically sits in front of any kind of online application and monitors in real time the transactions that are going on. And once, you know, a risky or suspicious behavior is being detected, we then have the ability to act in some way or form by requesting further authentication from the end user, or by, you know, stopping a transaction, or by referring a transaction to a case management system or to an operative. That is really our core, you know, business value that we take to the market.
Chris, so Express Runtime is a composite product in the software group portfolio that comes from your area. Who's the target audience for Express Runtime, and what need does it fill?
Express Runtime has been developed jointly with a broad range of business partners who serve mid-market customers. And there's three fundamental characteristics: easy install, deployment, setup, out of the box, including most of the core capability a partner would need in middleware, with the ability to snap in any other components needed. And thirdly, the administration, management, problem determination once the solution's installed, to lower risk, lower cost of ownership and maintenance by the partner and the end customer. Those are the characteristics designed jointly between IBM and the mid-market customers and partners.
Okay. Bjorn, so how are you using Express Runtime in your business, and what value has it brought?
Our engagement model with our clients is a try before you buy kind of approach. What we do when we actually engage with a customer is we do a fairly quick technical evaluation of their environment. And if we believe that we can satisfy their needs, we'll basically go in, install our products, and prove for them that it works. So we need something that allows us to do that really rapidly. You know, we can't spend days and days in a single account trying to do a proof of concept. We have to be in and out, you know, in a couple of hours. And so with Express Runtime, it's really given us that capability. We can today basically walk into a site, put one disk in a drive, ask it to go and do a full install, and 2 hours later, we will either know if our product will add value or not. It's really that simple. And for us, it's, you know, the business value we can put of that is immense. measurable.
What's your experience been adopting ER?
The experience with ER has been an excellent experience from a partnering perspective, I would say above everything else. The Express Runtime team is an extremely agile group, and they really listen to, you know, to the feedback that we as the partners have provided, and they really adapt and really try their best to help us out. And I think, you know, in terms of actually leveraging what Express Runtime provides, it's been surprisingly easy. Like, we completed a full single disk install in about 2 days, which basically was fully tested, fully ready to go. And I think with any kind of installed product, to achieve those kind of results, it's really outstanding. The Express guys, as I said, are really very fast off the mark. If there's any particular need that you have, or if there's any particular middleware that you know needs to be integrated, well, they're just there to help and doing a fantastic job of it.
And how's it been received by your customers? Do you have any customer feedback on how ER has been accepted and how it's being perceived?
Well, the customers as such really don't see that much of it, which is a good thing. Essentially, because we just walk in there and you know, we do this one-click install, and it just sits there, it installs, they see it happening, and that's the end of that. What for the customers, the experience is actually that the install takes, you know, less than an hour rather than days, which is sometimes can be the case if you're installing full-on middleware. There's certainly even an element of surprise amongst the customers that we're even capable of doing something like that, you know, putting down WebSphere, DB2, installing HTTP server and doing all this in less than an hour is sort of more met with, surprise.
Well, that's good. We always like to have a positive surprise there. Chris, so your team developed the Express design and Express product labeling for the software group. Can you speak to the impact that work has had on the portfolio for IBM software group?
Express is the moniker that we ascribe to products that have been designed specifically for mid-market. This customer set has a set of IT skills that are more general in nature. They don't have deep dive technology background certainly on our middleware products. As a result, the Express design, which is designed hand in hand with the partners that serve mid-market as well as end customers, focuses on the specific consumability characteristics that are needed in order for our technology to be viably deployed and managed underneath solutions that get deployed. This is actually not just yielded capability and design approaches to make our software consumable for mid-market customers, but many of the design approaches that we've exploited in the Express products were actually forward engineering into our enterprise products through an initiative we call Expressway to the Enterprise, which is part of the overall consumability initiative across software group. So we've learned a significant amount about what it really means to make middleware consumable in the context of a marketplace which does not have deep dive IT skills, and indeed that's yielding significant value for us as we go forward into our enterprise products as well.
Where do you see the mid-market going in the future, and what does IBM need to do to be a leader in that space?
Well, I see the mid-market and basically software in the mid-market space, you know, becoming more and more of a commodity. I think there's a lot of solutions now that are becoming very mature and, you know, and very targeted to the space. And so I believe that there will be a requirement for you know, providers to be able to go in there and provide a whole of solution, almost in the form of an appliance. I see that there's a need out there to understand the different skill set that exists in the SMBs, and rather than trying to bring that skill set up is to basically provide solutions that simply don't require sophisticated skill sets in the SMBs. And I think that will be an important competitive parameter in the future.
And Chris?
Oh, I not only echo what Bjorn's saying, but a couple of aspects. First, open source. Key to the design of what we're doing in Express Runtime, and not just our thinking, but architecture and design, is the ability for partners to combine open source with our standard Express and other IBM middleware products in solutions in mid-market. Indeed, Express Runtime, for example, is designed such that partners can plug in open source components in addition to core products like DB2 Express and WebSphere Express and any other products they want to plug in. That's fundamental to the architecture, so that the solution provider can take advantage and leverage open source where appropriate in the context of a solution. Second, and I see that continuing to evolve. Second area is software as a service. mid-market companies will more and more over time have a blended model. I call it hybrid model, where they'll have some capability installed on servers in-house, as well as accessing, as they do today already, some services that they access software as a service. So key to what we're focused on, both architecturally and design in mid-market, is the ability to facilitate very easy blending of both software as a service and on-premise installed capability in a very seamless manner, and it has to have the same kind of characteristics of problem determination after a solution's running, making that easy, not requiring deep administration skills. So the same characteristics in Express Runtime, those existing, but extended such that you can seamlessly incorporate IT capabilities to access software as a service in a blended model. And then the third area is, as Bjorn said, appliances. If you think about it with Express Runtime, for example, that's an instance, actually, other than having it pre-bundled on hardware, of almost an appliance-like approach where the partner adds their capability, their application, their customization, and creates a turnkey deliverable on a DVD. They go in with a single DVD and with a single click lay down the entire middleware infrastructure, the solution capability, and everything on top of that in a turnkey manner. That's getting to be characteristic of, when you think about it, what an appliance is. And so in addition to that, just pure software appliance, I'd call a capability, extending that to actually bundle with hardware as well and have as an option, you know, pre-bundled hardware appliances. Those are the characteristics and trends not only that we see, but working with obviously the business partners and customers, the analysts who focus on this industry. It's consistent across the board. Those are the trends not only we're seeing, but we're all obviously designing and architecting to take advantage of.
Well, thank you, you two. I really appreciate your spending the time with us to tell us a little bit about your experiences in consumability in the mid-market and Express Runtime. Chris and Bjorn, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a terrific opportunity to share our thoughts. And Bjorn, thank you for the partnership.
Well, my pleasure.
This has been a Consumability Podcast with Chris Witcher and Bjorn Madsen, a business partner from FMT. I'm your host, Kevin Winterfield. Our music is brought to you by Robert Lee in Silicon Valley. So until next time, remember, keep it simple, keep it consumable.